we've been addressing that for the last several weeks, you know, the importance of taking care of themselves and rest and doing the right things and the extra treatment. And thus far, it's gone pretty well. You know, there's not much we can do from this point forward other than we're going to stay with a normal routine. We may back down just a little bit on Wednesday. And then, of course, next week becomes the real challenge. But caveat is that once we get through, not to look ahead, but once we get through, there'll be a number of days to rest and recover as we get back on a normal schedule.
Talk about the Brandon Jones celebration. Maybe put your competition committee hat on for a second. But how long has that rule been in effect? I guess what's the purpose of it? Because it seemed like the celebration was rather contained by...
The rules are very quiet. They're very specific. You can't go to the ground and celebrate, period. That one in particular has probably been in for 2 or 3 years. They're specific. And that's what it is. I mean, you can be excited about a big play, provided it's a scoring play, and provided that you don't do anything orchestrated with an opponent, period. So I think Brandon was not clear about the specifics from the standpoint he can't go to the ground. Now, there's an exception. You can go to the ground, take a knee to give thanks and pray, but you can't go to the ground for any other reason.
Is that something you actually will talk with your teammate? Because you've had some moments here this season where guys have gotten flagged. You obviously...
It will be addressed, yes.
With the Eric King injury and Nick's injury, where are you headed roster-wise?
You know, at this point, we're not going to jump to conclusions and make a decision. We haven't ruled Eric out. You know, we're gonna evaluate the situation over the next couple of days, and then we'll see what we do with it. But there's a chance that Eric could return. You know, we just don't know that. We're waiting on several other opinions.
Who was next in line at cornerback? Had Chris or Cortland come down?
Marcus Robertson and then Chuck Cecil.
Did King have surgery? Did the guy have surgery?
I think surgery will be required to correct this, yeah, but we're gonna get several opinions.
Depth has been a storyline of this team for weeks now. Especially yesterday with the way Chris came in, have you been impressed maybe more so week by week how guys are?
No, it's kind of an expectation that we have. I mean, we saw it at training camp. We saw the development. Staff's done a great job developing the younger players, and you know, we expected to see it happen. You know, it's not a surprise to us that Jacob Ford, David Ball, and you know, obviously the rookies, but those two in particular are playing well or filling in. Same thing with Steven and Ryan, and you know, we have it, and so we've been fortunate from that standpoint. But you know, again, as I said after the game, that was an exceptional effort by Chris. What the load that we continued to place on him throughout the game. I mean, it's one thing to play corner in the National Football League, but it's another thing to continue with your special teams duties, responsibilities, and that was an exceptional effort.
How impressed are you by this bunch to make changes, adjustments, whatever, you know, from one half to another, where they really seem to adjust and
Well, I think, you know, they're in tune to what we're doing. They're in tune to the plan. The staff does a great job preparing them during the week for what we're going to do. And if there's a change, you know, midstream, they do a good job explaining to them, you know, what they're going to do and why. And that's particularly the reason for the success in the second half. You know, defensively holding 84 yards and one conversion on third down and, you know, the sacks and, you know, and everything was a great job based on some adjustments. And same thing offensively. You know, we didn't do as well as we would have liked, as I said, in the first half, but we made adjustments in the second half. We made plays.
What were you guys doing? Are you able to bounce back after a bad half? Things don't look good, and you find a way to win. How much do you think that does for what does that do for confidence level that tells guys we're going to be able to win?
Well, I don't think there's ever been a lack of confidence as far as the club's concerned. Players, I mean, they understand that every week you're going to play an opponent that has a chance to make plays, and things happen. Balls bounce, and, you know, you give up plays, but they believe that as long as you keep playing, that they have a chance to win. So there was no sense of panic whatsoever. Now, 3 or 4 years ago, there may have been a sense of panic in that locker room. But yesterday at halftime, there was no sense of panic. It was attention to detail, staff making the adjustments, and go out and make some plays.
Are you optimistic about Kyle this week?
You know, I think we got a chance to get Nick, Jason, Justin, and Kyle back. Okay, they'll be all be day-to-day. The only person we've ruled out, as you know, is Eric King.
Nick,
You ever had a game where maybe you were able to win, we went 1-12 on third down, and what were some of the problems that were taking place?
No, you know, we had some drops. We had some, you know, just some missed opportunities. You know, we had a, you know, one of them right before half where we got penetration, got knocked down, which was the beginning of a, you know, of a negative chain of events right before half. But, you know, you don't want to see that happen. But I've not been a game where we just converted one third down. If you're going to win it, you better be doing some good things on first and second down offensively, and that's what we did. But it's nice to start the game off with a 47-yard completion. I think we kind of set the tone there.
Bull and LGD kind of was big of an impact stat-wise in the passing that they had in recent weeks. Was it more what Jacksonville was doing, or was that just the course of the game?
I think it has to do with the number of pass attempts. I think we had 23 attempts, and we just didn't put it in the air as much. And we did, for the most part, you know, go down the field to the receivers, but they're still there. Their presence was there. Sometimes, you know, I think you look at it as if, well, if a guy makes a catch, he's playing well. But a lot of times the tight ends are clearing things out for the receivers, for the check downs, and as long as they run the right routes, they, you know, they got a chance. I mean, the two throws to the tight ends, I think, were his best throws of the day, the throw to Bo and the throw to Alger.
What stands out in a few of the plays that Gates was able to make? Was it more so reading?
Really pretty simply, ran right by the corner. Just ran right by the corner and Kerry put the ball up. Okay? He's been doing what we've asked of him each week, and this time, you know, the timing was there, and he made the plays.
Is the healing factor a part of that? I mean, he's proven that he's back 100% after going through that knee. A couple weeks back.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, especially when you're coming off an MCL sprain to the extent of which his was, and you're you know, you've got his stature. You know the MCL is a difficult injury to overcome, specifically I think for the taller guys. And he just didn't have stability, even with after coming back for a couple of weeks. But it's there now. We've seen on the practice field. He's free of the brace, and he's running well, and you know, his concentration's back, and you know, he made the plays he needed to make.
You talked about the team's ability to adjust at halftime, but are you concerned with two slow starts in a row?
No, I'm. You know, we got to get some things corrected. I mean, defensively, we had 8 missed tackles. We had a couple opportunities to knock the quarterback down, and it didn't. You know, we had our hands on a couple balls. It's those kinds of things that we need to improve on. And same thing offensively. We had some breakdowns, and you know, we had a few communication issues. But you know, we're satisfied with the win. You know, we're going to continue to try to get better, and you know, we have to get better, obviously, with this week's opponent.
Tony Brown, legit call on him to rough the passer after seeing him?
You know, it's hard to see whether or not he makes contact with the helmet, but the Walt said he wouldn't have called it had he not made contact with the helmet. And so, you know, that's again, as I talk about these things, you know, oftentimes they're going to give the quarterback the benefit of the doubt, and I think that's what Walt did yesterday.
When you said Gage ran by the quarterback, was that more understanding what the defensive scheme was? Or was it catching the
cornerback
in the backfield?
The first one was a double move, a well-designed, schemed play that we figured was going to give us a chance, and he did what he was asked to do. The second one, he simply ran by the cornerback. There was a 3-deep, some man-free variation of coverage, and he ran by the cornerback, and Kerry made a good throw.
Several occasions in the first 10 games, you talked about the design, the scheme of the offense. Mike Hominger's fingerprint similar 10 games in to maybe what you've seen before? Is he doing what you expected?
Well, what we're doing offensively is we're doing two things. We're expanding on the things that we've been doing and taking advantage of things. We are breaking tendencies. I guess I should say 3 things. And then we are able to put into the game plan things that we think will take advantage of our defensive opponent. And the players, for the most part, are grasping those concepts, and we're carrying them over from the practice field to the game.
What are your early impressions? I know you didn't watch much of the early impressions of the Jets and the biggest challenge in facing them.
Well, they're knocking the quarterback down. They're stopping the run. And Brett's thrown 18 touchdown passes. Their running back is exceptional, and they got one of the better return returners in the game. So they're playing good in all three phases, and they beat some quality opponents. And you can never, you know, you can't never afford to take a deep breath when, as long as Brett Favre is on the opposite sideline. I mean, that's just how he is. You can get up by 45, and he can come back and beat you by 7. You know, that's just the way Brett's been throughout his career. Not that I'm saying we're going to get up by 45.
They benefit a great deal from having, you know, a couple extra days to prepare for you guys and the rest up.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more benefit it's going to be when we come off the Thursday game and come back and play Sunday. I think the priority is going to be rest. I'm sure that's what that was where their priority was. You know, rest and get ready. I mean, it gives the staff a little bit more time. So we may, you know, have to take that approach where you have to prepare for the unexpected because they've had a couple extra days.
You talked about doing things that you, game planning for things that you can take advantage of. Does that include what you've done the last few weeks of having to put more on Kerry's shoulders, or has that been more of an in-game adjustment once they try to shut down the run?
No, we've had good game plan since day one that give us the ability to run the football and complement it with play action pass and drop back and third downs. And you know, when any game's said and done, you've probably drawn on anywhere from 30 to 40% of what's in the game plan. So you're able to carry things over. And when something's not working, Mike can turn the page on a call sheet and find something that is, and that's what he's been doing a good job of.
You like Frank's chances in the wrestling ring tonight?
Frank Wycheck?
Yeah, he's going back in.
Is he? I wish I had a chance to see it, but we'll be busy.
You're talking about Brett Favre heading up to New York this evening. Why do you think we don't see that many future Hall of Famers leave their main team late in their career like you do?
I'm not sure what you're getting.
Well, why do you think more guys try to stay with the team?
Well, I think the reasons for that are obvious. I mean, you know, guys are going to either start a career or hope to finish a career in the same place. Now, with free agency and such, it's a little more difficult. But you know, there's always going to be a unique situation, and this situation was clearly unique to the Packers, and we won't really know what happened there other than they drafted a quarterback several years ago, and you know, there was a commitment to retirement, and then Brett, you know, decided to change his mind, and the rest is all the Packers information. And you know, it's obviously right now the way the Packers are playing and the way the Jets are playing, that both teams have benefited from it.
Does this stand out as one of the, again, like you said, both teams are still winning right now, stand out in mind as one of the better times in recent history where it's worked out for both teams?
Well, I don't think any club wants to lose a Hall of Fame player. I don't think there's anything good about that. But in the event that it happens, you can wish the departing player well and hope you can move on. So I mean, whether we see it again, history's only gonna show.
Jeff, with yesterday's win and getting to 10 wins for the season, you know, starting to find yourself in some rare company right now. Do you dress this with the team, or do you just keep the focus as it's been, preparing for this week?
You know, there'll be some discussions regarding a variety of topics when players come back. But I can assure you that the main topic of discussion will be the Jets, because that's the approach we've taken all year.
How much incentive is there to get closer? I mean, not too far away from clinching a playoff spot. How much of an incentive does that become each week?
You know, Jets are playing real good right now. And we're going to have our hands full, because despite the fact that we've played them the last couple of years, they're different. And they have a different quarterback under center that makes them special. So we're going to direct all our attention to the New York Jets this Sunday at home.